You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, religious schools warn against extending a plan to ban discrimination against gay students to include teachers. An American pastor whose arrest led to diplomatic tensions between the United States and Turkey released. And Australia suffers an upset defeat to New Zealand in their Rugby League International. With the latest SBS News, I'm Murray Silver. Christian Schools Australia is rejecting calls to legislate to protect gay teachers from being hired and fired. The Prime Minister says he'll introduce legislative amendments in the next fortnight to prevent religious schools from expelling students based on their sexual identity. It comes after a leaked report into Religious Freedoms this week recommended that the Federal Sex Discrimination Act be amended to retain the religious exemption, but with added safeguards, including only using the exemption based on religious principles. Mark Spencer from Christian Schools Australia says his school hasn't expelled a single student based on their sexuality, but he says it's important for his school to maintain discretion over staffing decisions.
We want to provide an education that covers the spiritual, the emotional, the relational aspects, not just the academic. And to do that, we need to have people who share our values and beliefs and can communicate those to students in what they teach and how they live.
Gay rights activist Jason Twazen-McSheen from the Equality Project says allowing gay staff in religious schools brings positives to those schools.
These laws should absolutely be extended to include LGBTI teachers and staff. As a former gay teacher myself, it was terrible to have to hide in the closet at a religious school. But when I came out, they embraced me. I was able to be a better teacher as a result, and the school benefited. And LGBTI people make really good teachers because they care about their kids.
Overseas and freed United States pastor Andrew Brunson has knelt beside President Donald Trump and prayed for him during a press conference at the White House. Mr. Brunson, who lived in Turkey for more than 20 years, was accused of having links to Kurdish militants and supporters of Fethullah Gulen, the US-based cleric blamed by the Turkish government for a coup attempt in 2016. President Trump has thanked Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for freeing Mr. Brunson after 2 years in custody and repeated denials that a deal had been made to win his release.
We do not pay ransom in this country, at least any longer. We won't pay ransom. Otherwise, you have big problems and lots of things will happen, lots of bad things will happen. But I want to thank President Erdogan. We've been dealing, and we actually, until this, we had a very good relationship. I was actually very surprised that we didn't work this out a couple of months ago. But it started in a different administration, and they were not going to work out anything.
Mr. Brunson told President Trump that he and his family loved the Turkish people, and then offered to pray for the president.
Lord God, I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him. I ask that you give him wisdom in how to lead this country into righteousness. I ask that you give him perseverance and endurance and courage to stand for truth. I ask that you protect him from slander, from enemies, from those who would undermine.
Mr. Brunson denies the accusations against him. Meanwhile, President Trump says he'll speak to Saudi Arabia's King Salman about the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Saudi government critic went missing more than a week ago after entering a Saudi consulate in Turkey. Turkish officials say they believe he was murdered there, a claim denied by Saudi officials. President Trump says his government is seeking answers from the Saudi government and promised severe punishment if there's any official Saudi involvement in the disappearance. To rugby league, and Australia has suffered its first loss in 14 games after being beaten by New Zealand in Auckland, the Kiwis' first victory over the Kangaroos since 2015. The 26-24 scoreline flattered the Australians after they ran in two late tries, scores that couldn't counter a glut of rudimentary errors. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, possible early storm, showers clearing, 20. Adelaide, shower or two, 29. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 27. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, shower or two, 19. Wollongong, showers easing, 19. Sydney, also showers easing, 21. Newcastle, again, showers easing, 21. And Brisbane, showers increasing, 21. Cairns, a few showers, possible storm, 31. Darwin, possible storm, 33. I'm Murray Silby, this is SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.